Valentine's Day coming up early next week. And if you're anything like me, you haven't bought a single thing yet for your significant other. So everyone's always looking for the perfect gift, but maybe we should focus on the gifts that you're not supposed to give.
Okay, that would make sense. I love the fact that you kind of get a pass. I mean, I feel like wives and girlfriends, they kind of get a little pass on this. Guys, we're going to be ridiculed a little bit tougher on this one, so you really got to pay attention.
Karen Thomas is an etiquette expert. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, you know, everyone always says flowers, chocolates, but what are the things you should never give?
Okay, so if you are a married couple, never buy your significant other an appliance that does not indicate love, romance, anything at all. Never buy an item for your spouse that you want.
Hold on, hold on. Wait a second, Karen. But what if they want it and they ask for it? Like, if my husband's been saying, go to Home Depot and buy me this leaf blower, and like over and over, should I just do it? Is that like because it's a hint and it was a direct like thing that I wanted?
Well, I would do that for a different occasion, but not Valentine's Day.
You know, I mean, I have to tell you that I completely understand what you're saying, Anna, is because, you know, once you're a couple for a long time, you're cohabitating and whatnot. You know, we go to Costco together or whatever. We look upon these things with a glaze in our eyes and go, that would be fun to have something like that or whatever. And then, you know, practically speaking, you kind of also know what the finances are in the house. So you're like, if you're going to spend some money, have it be on something like this. But what you're saying is, you can get that thing. You got to get something extra on top of it. It's got to be thoughtful and romantic.
Exactly. And again, let's remember the premise is it's Valentine's Day. So a little bit of romance. Don't just buy a random appliance or a random item. Maybe you really need and your spouse doesn't, and then call it a gift.
All right. So sorry, babe. No leaf blower, but don't worry. Your birthday's coming up in September. What else should
you
never
go.
Give?
Yeah. So let's talk about something just like a mundane thing. Let's not just say, hey, let's just go to the movies tonight, or let's just do something random. How about make it an outing? Put a little thought and effort into it. And again, going back to the romance, maybe you make it like, you know, you go out and do an adventure together, maybe a wine tasting or a distillery or something. It doesn't even have to have alcohol, but something that you want to do together.
My wife always tells me the secret, the first step is light a candle.
Oh, really?
I miss that all the time as a guy.
Wait, physically light a candle?
Right. She's like, it's all about, again, that thought process. She's like, so if you light a candle, she's like, you set a little bit of a scene or whatever. She's like, I know you at least had to think about it. You just didn't walk into a store or pick something up online and just purchase it.
Going hand in hand with that, I always feel like I'm the planner in the house.
Yes.
So anytime we're going out with friends, anytime we're doing anything as a family, anything we're doing anything as a couple, I plan it.
Right.
So anytime that he plans something, even if it's easy as like he made the reservations, it feels like a treat and it feels special because it's one less thing I had to do, you know?
How often does it measure up?
Well, let's see. It's happened 3 times in the last 18 years. So, all right. Any other tips, Karen? Things not to get for Valentine's Day for your significant other?
Never buy body shapewear. And just make sure that you just put a little bit of thought into it. And I think your Valentine's Day will be very romantic and fabulous.
I want you to imagine my face, Raven, as I open up this box that he wrapped. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I pull out a full body Spanx outfit. And I'm going to be like, wait a minute. I already own this in 3 different colors, and now I have another one, you know?
I was going to say, I mean, yeah. I didn't know how many were in the inventory, but that's a gift that you might be like, all right, you checked that box.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. You're the best.
Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.